Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. I'm your host, Coach LaLisa, here on Blog Talk Radio. So glad you could tune in this morning. Oh, what another day that we are alive and well and in the living. Just want to give a shout out to all of you. Take that moment and thank you and welcome you to the show. I tell you, each and every week, we are excited about the opportunity to come into your office space, your car, your home, wherever you may be. What a wonderful opportunity, and technology is great. Well, we've been talking lately about how to live whole and happy. And that is so important. You know, we want to help you. We want to help you reach your goals and your dreams that will help you to live happy and whole. I've been on this journey for some time now of living happy and whole. I think I initially started the journey in October of 1987, just to give you a little story. In 1987, I decided that I wanted a change in my life. And I left my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I moved to Newark, New Jersey. In other words, I moved to the East Coast, is what they tell me. And I had lived on the East Coast before, for about 2 or 3 years, once living in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and then another time was living in Miami, Florida. But that was for a short time, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years at the max. And during the time I was in Virginia, I was going through a lot. I was young. I was in the military. I wasn't really able to enjoy my life there, and ran into a couple of bad situations. Miami, same thing. A beautiful city, Miami, Florida. Just wonderful, but I was not doing what I needed to do, so I really couldn't take advantage of it. I certainly wasn't living whole or free, and was nowhere near happy. And so my memories of those two places are not the best. However, today, I have these awesome, awesome memories of my move to New Jersey, because I came here with absolutely nothing. Came to New Jersey, I was dead broke. I had absolutely no money. I was in a car that really did not belong to me, but I had driven it from, it was my only transportation. Other than that, I would have had to thumb a ride. But I drove this car, even though I wasn't supposed to, all the way to New Jersey from Cincinnati, Ohio, about 12 hours. No money. Nothing but my GED, because I had been a high school flunk out. GED, drove to New Jersey because I wanted something different. And I did not know what, because I had no plans for New Jersey. I didn't know what to expect. I had heard a couple of things about the New Jersey, the Newark area. And so it was nothing that I was looking forward to. At the time, my dream was to move to Atlanta, Georgia. And my mother stopped me and said, no, you need to move to New Jersey because you have a sister who's living there. So to go to Atlanta, she would tell me, you have no one there. It doesn't make sense. How are you going to make it? Well, I knew in my heart that, see, for Atlanta, I had a plan. I just didn't have a plan for New Jersey. So I took my mother's advice, and I'm glad I did. I thank God I did now. So I took my mother's advice, and I moved to New Jersey, and that started my transition, because I moved to a city where, I moved to an area, into a state, into a city where there are at least, well, right now there's probably about 8 colleges and universities, but at the time maybe there was about maybe like five. I know there was Rutgers University, NJIT, there was the University of Medicine and Dentistry, there was Essex County College, and then there were several other one-year type colleges and, you know, technical institutes. And so, you know, that was very unique because they're all in one city. So they're, and Newark, you know, land-wise, it's not that big. So there's tons of people, but so you're right there. And then just a train away from, you know, New York, 20-minute train ride from New York City, you got NYU, Columbia University, right there. You got Manhattan Community College and other colleges. Now, back to New Jersey, there are also 21 counties in New Jersey, and there are 19 county colleges. So there's colleges like right, the next county is like 20 minutes away. Every county is only like 20 minutes away. So there's Union County College and Hudson County College, Passaic County College, all right, you know, Bergen County College, Middlesex County College, all within an hour's drive. So here I am moving to this. I didn't know any of this before I got here. And I moved here. So that's part of my transition. And my transition took me from, you know, having been a high school dropout and flunking out of school and not having any high esteem or high level of respect for education or educators. There was no one I trusted about education. My mother tried to tell me to get a good education. My teachers tried to promote education, that it was good. I didn't listen to any of them. My grandmother, who also lives with us, she also promoted education. But I wouldn't listen to any of them, and I went on and I dropped out of high school and flunked out. Got poor grades pretty much my whole time in school, from kindergarten all the way up to the 11th grade when I dropped out. But this transition was something so new. I'm living pretty much homeless because when I moved to New Jersey, and yes, I stayed with my sister, but if any of you ever stay with some family members, you know that's very, very short-lived because people, you know, after a while, they want their space back. So, you know, and when you're grown, it's just kind of hard to live with someone else unless that's the prearrangement to adults moving in together. That's one thing. But when someone already has their space and then you come in, you're just coming there for a little bit of help. You're not coming there to make it your, you know, it's not your home, so to speak. And that didn't last long. Well, who did I know up here besides my sister? Absolutely no one. So in just a few short months, I ended up homeless in New Jersey and in Newark, no doubt. And now the only thing that saved me, though, was part of that transition was that I did end up with a job just 2 days after I moved to New Jersey. Yeah, I moved to New Jersey and I had high school GED. I had my military experience because I had been in the military, but I was a jet mechanic. And so it wasn't like I had done office work or been a clerical assistant or anything like that. However, when I was 18, I did go through a 9-month clerk typist school where I learned shorthand, business math, and some other basic things. It was a 9-month program. I did graduate. I did complete. So I did have that under my belt. So I do recommend that to people coming out of high school that don't quite know what they want to do. You know, do something. And also my father had taught me how to work in a dry cleaner, so I knew how to press. I knew, you know, how to press almost any garment except maybe pants and jackets. I didn't do a lot of those, but I could press all the silk draperies and things like that, the wedding gowns. He taught me how to do all those things. So, I felt comfortable. I had some skills, but those weren't the kind of jobs that I really wanted. I really wanted to be an executive. I saw myself, in high places. And so, but I moved to New Jersey and I took a job as a file clerk through a temp agency. I don't know how many of you remember Ulsteins, the temp agency. And they were pretty much all over the country. I think they are Core Staff now or some other company, but I loved Ulsteins. I worked a lot of temp jobs through Ulsteins. Well, I came to New Jersey and I went to the Ulsteins. I looked in the phone book because, you know, back then you didn't have internet. I looked in the phone book. I found the Ulsteins office nearest me, And luckily for me, thank God, there was one right downtown Newark. Thank God it wasn't way out in, you know, Roseland or Bergen County or Morris County or anywhere. But it was right in Newark, and I went there, and I told them that I wanted to work, and I was able to convince them, and they sent me on a one-day assignment. And that one-day job assignment turned into 5 years with a 401k plan. It turned out they sent me to Essex County College. That's where I decided to get a degree, start going to school. Essex turned into me graduating Union with honors and Phi Theta Kappa. And I met my husband, got married, and I tell you, and he was from Newark, born and raised. So now I'm working on a PhD. So that just can show you how you can transition from any scenario, any situation, but you've got to make a step in the right direction. You know, some people believe in, okay, just make a step. No, I believe if you make that step in the right direction and that you continue to make the step in the right direction, you will do just fine. And so I want to leave you with an assignment for today that we're going to work on for next week when we come on the show. What I want you to do is I want you to write down your goals and your dreams. And what is it that you really want? And remember with me, my goal and my dream was to be a CEO, to be the head of a company. That was my goal. At the time, I was a high school dropout. I had flunked out. I had nothing but my GED. I moved to New Jersey with no money. I had just enough gas money, about $8, to got me to New Jersey, because back then gas was probably around 70 cents a gallon, if that, maybe 50. So I was driving a Ford Escort, so it didn't take much gas. Now, here I am, fast forward to today. I'm CEO of my own business. I pretty much have accomplished all my educational goals and dreams. I even surpassed my goals. My initial dream and goal for my education was a degree, associate degree. But here I am, associate, bachelor's, master's, and working on a PhD. So I surpassed my goal. That's why I'm asking you to write them down, because you will be surprised. You will even surpass your goals. My goal was to run my business. I had no idea it would be a business that I flat out love, being a coach. I love doing this. So, but I want to help you. Okay, yes, I've gotten some things. I've done some things. Yes, I'm an author. I have books that are for sale. I have my website. But that's not enough. I need to help you. I have to help you. So tell me what your goals are, and I will look at your goals. We will assess your goals. We will see if they align with your skills and your motivation and your energy, and we will help you reach those goals. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. I have a whole program that you can tap into, but it can't start until I know what your goals are and I know how serious you are. Once I find out that, now I can plug you into my coaching program, which is very, very cost-effective. It's actually the cheapest coaching program that you'll ever find for the quality of service that you're going to get. So you definitely need to do this. You need to tune in next week, have your goals written down and your dreams, and let's discuss it. You're going to call into the show. Call-in number, you're going to call into 347-945-7991. Well, until next week, you have a powerful day, and you will be happy and whole.